I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Outside a Manhattan courthouse today, Martha Stewart spoke publicly for the first time since she was convicted of lying about a stock sale. She said she wanted to thank viewers of her television shows and readers of her magazines and websites for their support. But her comments may not be enough to save her company. Directors of Martha Stewart OmniMedia have called an emergency meeting to reportedly consider whether they should abandon her tarnished name. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us now. Bob, can the company really shed the Martha Stewart brand name when the company seems to be built so completely around her?
Well, that really is the $539 million question, if you will. That's the value that analysts put on Martha Stewart leaving OmniMedia. The experts say this is something of a darned if you do, darned if you don't situation. Some marketing consultants say you remove the name, there's not a lot to distinguish this line of products in a highly competitive marketplace. Of course, Stewart stepped down as head of her namesake company last year, and the company has made small moves toward developing publications and programs not identified with her. But now a lot of analysts are suggesting the board needs to dump the name altogether to stay afloat.
And what are the experts saying about whether her guilty verdict will have as an effect on the company's bottom line?
Well, the company's biggest share of revenue last year came from its publishing business, which has continued to see a sharp decline in advertising revenue. Some branding consultants are suggesting the company should have removed her name from the magazine long ago, maybe just call it Everyday Living. But would that still have the same draw? We spoke to Dartmouth business professor and corporate reputation expert Paul Argenti this morning. He says he was surprised to see so many people still bullish about Martha Stewart leaving OmniMedia over the weekend. Even today, the company's stock has continued its decline, and Argenti says that's bound to happen when you lose the cachet that was once associated with the company.
You can rebrand, you can rename, you can rethink, but you can't recreate Martha Stewart. She's one of a kind, and she's a genius. You end up with a product that's much less than what it was before. And that doesn't mean that they can't come back with something different, but the likelihood of that being as good as what Martha would have done is very slim.
And that really is the serious predicament that the directors of Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia find themselves in today.
And does Stewart's conviction necessarily mean consumers will stop buying her products?
Well, that hasn't seemed to be the case up to now. Kmart, for example, says the brand has been selling well, but there are some new ominous signs. The marketing firm Brand Keys Incorporated conducted a survey after the verdict Friday, and it found consumers now view the Martha Stewart brand even more negatively than Enron. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're taking a look at a new reality TV show where bosses and employees switch jobs.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you.